Hockey League in goals with 30 and points with 61 after stretching his consecutive game scoring streak to 24 in last night's game versus the Ottawa Senators. Streak is the longest since Matt Sundin of the Quebec Nordiques recorded a point in 30 consecutive games back in 1992-93. This coming Saturday, January 1st, Sydney and the Penguins will host the Washington Capitals in the 2011 Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, a game that will be played at 1 o'clock Eastern Time and shown on NBC, CBC, and RDS. It will be the Penguins' second Winter Classic appearance, having played in 2008 at Ralph Wilson Stadium in Buffalo, where Sydney scored the shootout winning goal as Pittsburgh defeated the Sabres 2-1. Also, we're coming up upon a year after the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, where Sydney also scored the overtime gold medal winning goal. So if anybody has questions on that, please ask them today. Thanks again to Sydney for joining us. Operator, we'll open for questions.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. We'll take as many questions as time permits. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. And we'll take our first question from Brian Stensoff with Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hi, Sydney. I'm just curious, with how busy you are with everything that's going on, do you get a chance to talk with your sister much, who's here in Minnesota at Shattuck, and what do you guys talk about? What do you think of her playing at Shattuck St. Mary's?
I do get the chance to talk to her a lot. I just saw her a couple days ago at home for Christmas, so she's really enjoying her time there. I'm happy to hear that. And obviously, being away from home at a young age, the most important thing is that she's comfortable and having fun there, and she is. So I'm really happy to hear that.
We'll take our next question from Mark Spector at Sportsnet.com.
Hi, Sid. You weren't even born when Wayne Gretzky was chasing Joe DiMaggio's streaks, things like that. I mean, it was a long time ago for everybody, but it took the league to a level that it has, that it seldom gets to. Sports Illustrated covers and Johnny Carson and all that. As you coach, you know, you're on a streak now, and 50-15 was within some distance for you. Are you sort of aware of the big picture on this thing and how a whole world of sports fans might kind of tune into a game when a streak like the kind you're working on really can take hold of you know, confident sports fans?
Maybe. The streak I think you're talking about, are you talking about 51 games?
That's what I'm talking about.
That feels like it's a whole other world away, to be honest with you, but I think at this point, I definitely, especially the last week or two, I feel like there's been a little bit more attention to it and things like that. So yeah, I've definitely felt it, but to that level, I don't think maybe I've realized it, and probably don't feel like it's at that point. But probably getting a little bit of that feeling as far as realizing that people are following a little bit more.
Can you extrapolate at all? When Gretz was doing these things, I'll bet you there's 21 of the games that weren't even on TV a season back then.
Go ahead. It's really, it's hard for me to even imagine, and I was saying that yesterday too. It's hard to imagine somebody watching a game or watching Wayne Gretzky play every night and kind of expecting that after 40 games, expect 41st and 42nd and so on. It's incredible to think that, he did that over the course of 51 games, and I can't even imagine it really. So people were in for quite a treat when they witnessed that. And like I said, the last couple of weeks I've probably realized or felt a little bit more attention towards it, but can't imagine what that was like.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question from Dan Ralph of the Canadian Press.
Yes, and I wanted to ask you about the 24/7 show and whether you've had an opportunity to see it, and if you have, what your thoughts are.
I have had the had an opportunity to see it, the full first episode and a bit of the second one, but they've done a great job. I think people are getting a look at things that they've probably never seen before, being close up to meetings and on the bench and things going on the ice, travel, all that stuff. I mean, you're really getting a pretty unique perspective on, you know, what it's like with our teams, and that's pretty neat. So it's been really great. I think people have enjoyed it.
And if I may follow too, just in your mind, is it something that only enhances hockey's image?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that, you know, there's probably people who, you know, might not follow hockey a ton, but the fact that they're getting the opportunity to see what players go through, probably getting to know players a little bit better from both teams, I think certainly it's something that's going to help for sure.
Thank you. And we'll take our next question from Adrian Fong of Hockey Independent.
Hi, Sydney. There are forecasts for warm temperatures and rain on Saturday. Now, thinking back to 3 years ago in Buffalo when the game had to be stopped multiple times for ice repairs, will that experience help you to prepare for this year's game as well as the advice you'll give to your teammates who haven't played in an outdoor game before?
Yeah, I mean, I think whether you've played in one before or not, I think you know, that's something that you'll have to expect to kind of deal with. And to be honest, I think both teams will be the first to tell you that, you know, no matter what the conditions or the stoppages, we're both happy to be in that game. And that's something that is a possibility, but it's not something, you know, that is not usual for a game like that. You know, that's to be expected. So I don't think you're going to hear any complaints. I mean, we expect to deal with that. If anything, we just cross our fingers and hope all the conditions are well. Just more for the crew working on the ice too, because they're not going to have an easy job. So I think whatever happens, whatever the forecast is, whatever the weather is, we're just happy to be in that game. So everyone will be fine. I don't think you're going to hear any complaints.
Thank you.
We'll take our next question from Adam Gimelman, NHL.com.
Hey, Sydney. You know, talking about the Winter Classic, having played the one in Buffalo, talk about what the feeling is in your mind, having played the one before and now coming up on a second one. Is the novelty still there? Is it still a fun experience?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't think the feeling of playing a National Hockey League game against a big rival, I don't think that wears off. I think we all feel pretty lucky to be in the game, and for some of us who've played in one already, it's another opportunity to be part of a pretty unique event. So, the fact that we have it here in Pittsburgh and against a rival, and that it's becoming such a big event, I think we all just feel lucky to be a part of it.
Do you feel like, you know, you and the guys in the room who've gone through it a couple of years ago in Buffalo have a little bit of an advantage going into the game, at least knowing what the conditions could be?
I don't know. Maybe a bit, but I think, like I said earlier, I think everyone kind of has an idea that, you know, there may be stoppages, or there may be times where the ice goes slower, whatever the case is. I think that's to be expected. So whether or not you played in one before, I don't know if it's an advantage. I think for everything around it, it may be a bit of an advantage just because, you know, we've been through it. But as far as, you know, dealing with conditions and things like that, I think both teams probably expect the same thing.
Thanks, Sydney.
All right.
We'll take our next question from Angela Lewis, the Hockey Writers.
Hi, Sid. I have a couple questions. First, I was just wondering how is the team prepared for the possible weather situations and if the game does have to be moved to Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's plans in place, and I think for us, that's something, well, luckily for us, we don't really have to worry about that a whole lot. We'll be told what we have to do, where we have to go, but other than that, we'll prepare as if we're playing at the time, 1 o'clock or whatever the start time is, and you know, that's how terrible things to everyone once you get caught up thinking about the different scenarios and situations, and if it's the case it has to be pushed or delayed or anything like that, then we'll kind of react and plan accordingly, but that's something that other people take care of.
Now, if you could, now obviously, I mean, the two teams, the Cats and the Penguins, split about eight times in the playoffs, and once in the same division. Do you believe this rivalry is continuing to linger in the present day? And, how do you guys handle it? Do you guys think you guys play better? Does it bring more out of the two teams? Just talk about the rivalry between the teams, but beyond you, and Ovechkin's mutual respect.
Yeah, no, I think it's certainly grown. With good reason. You know, you look at, like you said, the playoffs, and you look at the games that we've played against over the last few years, it's pretty easy to build a rivalry. They're intense, and they're physical, and they've been really close games, so I think that's a pretty natural progression as far as the two teams are concerned, and I think that's good for everyone, and like you said, I think both teams bring the best in one another, and that seemed to be pretty common throughout the matchups for the last few years.
Do you think Thursday was a pretty good preview of what's going to happen this week?
Yeah, definitely, and that's been a game that we've seen a number of times the last few years. Exactly that, really close chances at both ends, physical, intense, almost emotional game. That's what you get when these two teams play. So I would expect much of the same on Tuesday.
Yeah, finally, I just want to know if you had any thoughts on the alumni game, if you did. There are any thoughts on that?
Well, I think we're planning on going, so it'll be pretty neat for us. We have all different alumni events here in Pittsburgh, usually at least one a year, so it's always fun to meet four players. Probably the most fun seeing them get together. A lot of the guys who played together, to see them interact and hear stories from when they played, it's pretty neat to see. So it's always fun, and happy that they're able to be a part of it.
Thanks, Sid.
Thanks very much, Sidney, for your time today.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck. Take care. We'll see you later in the week.
Okay.
What are you saying? Sorry.